BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away. Every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile. It's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining me, because I know he has a quick turnaround for the game later on today, is my guy, Emmanuel Bulbari. What's up, Emmanuel?
Hey, Al, how's it going, man?
How's it going? Where are you right now in the world?
I'm walking home from the subway station, so okay. Upper East Side, and you are occupying my walk, so I enjoyed listening to you back and forth right there, and now we're talking shop.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for the call. First things first, Cam Schlittler, he didn't have his greatest stuff last night. You know, he's had a couple of starts here and there, but he hasn't had his greatest start. And then his next start usually bounces back. The thing I'm noticing is at home, he's 3-4 with a 3.71. On the road, he's more dominant. What do you attest that to?
It's a great question. I think part of it's coincidence, right? Because we've seen some of Schlittler's most dominant performances this season and overall since he's come up at Yankee Stadium. So I think part of it's coincidence. Part of it is Schlittler's competitive edge. And I think he relishes in the opportunity to go into these hostile environments. Remember that start in Philly where he goes into the eighth inning and doesn't walk anybody and strikes out 12?
Yeah.
That was one of the best starts of his young career, and it's in a hostile environment against a playoff-caliber lineup. So I think part of it's coincidence, right? Like he's too good a pitcher for, Yankee Stadium is a way different environment for him than on the road. But I think there is something to road starts bringing out the best in him, because we know Schlittler's the type of guy who will motivate himself with different stuff. And maybe the road environments are a motivating factor.
And now, as far as some other guys in the bullpen, because I talked about you this season, I was worried about the bullpen and starting rotation. Boy, was I wrong about the rotation. They've been the best in baseball. Paul Blackburn. I mean, what the hell has happened to this guy in a positive way?
Yeah, it's amazing how he's become that latest Yankee bullpen revelation, where you think back to the Luke Weavers of the world, and even if Clay Holmes had a lot of ability, but the Yankees took him to that next level. Paul Blackburn, in his offseason program, they saw him becoming a guy who was part of the fabric and in a trust tree, but I don't think they ever expected this. I mean, he is interchangeably. Brett Hedrick's been one of the best relievers in baseball, and he's been a godsend. That you can interchange Hedrick and Blackburn, give them a fresh inning in the seventh inning or the eighth inning. They are the bridge to Bednar right now. It's turned into that type of formula. So it's amazing, and the stuff is real. Yeah, you watch him. It's not like some fairy tale ride for Paul Blackburn. It's actual vintage stuff where you have a changeup that's wiped out. And that sinker, he's always had it, but I think he's gotten something extra now being out of the bullpen. It's a lethal pitch. It's been fun to watch.
Now, I do worry because I feel like every Yankee game I tune in, Fernando Cruz is warming up, Hedrick's warming up, Paul Blackburn's warming up. I mean, is there anybody else they could bring out there? Because haven't they pitched in three of the last four games?
Right, and it's great that the series finale in Baltimore, you went Cole into Yarbrough, good night. Mm-hmm. Like six innings from Gerrit Cole, Yarbrough picks up a three-inning save, third time he's done that this year. You need more of those type of days the rest of the season because these guys are so important. Like, Brent Hedrick has to be tippy-top shape come October. He needs to be, nobody's fresh come October, but as fresh as he can be. Same with Blackburn. Same with Bednar, who's vital. He's been one of the best closers in baseball this year. A far cry from middle of May. Remember, he allowed the home run to Tyrone Taylor.
Well, I was there.
And we're talking about, yeah, of course you were in the ballpark, and we were all thinking, oh, wow, is Bednar, could this fall in the opposite direction? No, he actually took that moment and has been so dominant where he's not just the Yankee closer. He's one of the best closers in the league. So I think you've got to keep these guys fresh. And part of that, I think, is going to be the offense hitting a stride where you have some 7-1, 8-1, 9-2 ball games. Every game, 2-1, 3-1, you're fighting for a division right now. You got to use Hedrick and Blackburn and Bednar, et cetera, Fernando Cruz, Tim Hill, all these guys. So I think they need a few more blowout games because for the better part of a month, we've been really on the edge of our seats here.
Well, speaking of fresh, there's a guy who hasn't played pretty much all season, and that's Giancarlo Stanton. What's the latest with him?
So no timetable yet. Whenever Aaron Boone's been asked, no timetable. So no concrete date where we're going to see Stanton in the lineup yet. But I know he's at the end of his running progression. So whether he gets to the finish line, time will tell. We'll see if there's a TBD. We'll see if there's an actual date that's added to that TBD. But for now, we're just waiting for Stanton to get to the point where his lower body and that running program is in the spot he needs it to be. He's been hitting this entire time. You know, since he first went down with that calf injury, the initial one, not the second one, he was hitting off that traject machine that can simulate any live pitcher in the league. So he's been hitting this entire time. Once he gets the green light with his legs, it's not going to be long before we see him because he's ready to face live pitchers right now. I just don't know. I can't give you a definitive answer on the timetable until we get it. I think we have more concrete information actually now on Bellinger. He's going to be back Sunday.
Yep.
Barring catastrophe, he'll be back Sunday. And Judge, I actually think we could see in early September because he's hitting now. We're not just talking about running and light activity. He's hitting. So I think it's only a matter of time before we see Judge.
Now, has Aaron Judge, has it come out? How is he feeling after he's doing these things? Like, how's his body reacting?
Great. There have been no negative signs at this stage. It's all he goes through it, and he feels like he should. He feels normal. So until that changes, you got to figure that his ramp up is steady. And he's going to progress to that point where early to mid-September we see him in the Yankee lineup. Of course, he's going to need some rehab games. This isn't a situation where you can just bypass rehab games. He hasn't done a whole lot of activity, period, you know, in months. You know, for a while, he couldn't even run. So you got to face live pitching. You got to build yourself back up. You know, Judge wants to be back in that lineup. And not just in it, but he wants to be Aaron Judge, or at least close to it. So he's going to need a few rehab games here. Stanton, who doesn't like rehab games, he normally doesn't need them because of all that hitting he does on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, you're fine. You just put Stan back in the lineup. He would probably need a couple rehab games, too, because it's been that long.
Now, who goes down when Bellinger's back?
Initially, we were all thinking about that today. We were all wondering, there's a roster crunch here. Who goes out? Who actually leaves this team? But McMahon hitting the IL has punted that situation for a bit here because McMahon hits the IL. Should be the minimum 10 days, but he's on the shelf. Max Schumann's back, which I look at as a placeholder for Bellinger to return on Sunday. And then we'll see, once McMahon is back, where they go in the roster. They have a lot of decisions to make, Al, because they don't just have to figure out what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
If Stanton comes back, what are you doing with DH? Maybe Judge needs some DH. Rice plays on first base. Where does Luis Garcia Jr. play? What's Paul Goldschmidt's role? These are, as they say, good problems to have when you have too many guys. But it is a shuffling of deck and chairs and something Aaron Boone in the front office will figure out.
I was just about to say, I wish my Mets had that problem. Those are great problems to have. Now, I talked about it.
A lot of bodies better than fewer bodies.
Yeah, for sure. I talked about it, and fans have asked me, you know, what happens, because you mentioned the DH thing. Is Aaron Judge the comeback? Is he expected to play right field, or just wait and see how he feels? And if he can't, he's the DH, and Stanton's the pinch hitter off the bench come playoff time, and then you platoon Spencer Jones with Ramos lefty-righty.
Yeah, I think, Judge, the plan right now would be you want to build him up to be full-bore Aaron Judge, which means playing right field. I think with the nature of his injury, it's in all of our collective minds that you don't want this guy diving if he's not 100%. You don't want him playing that loose and no restrictions, no holds barred right field. And we know Aaron Judge is a terrific right fielder when he's out there. Mm-hmm. I think there should be some DH in the equation regardless when he's back. I just think logically there will be some DH involved. And Stanton, I don't want to have an unrealistic expectation here. When he comes back, yeah, in October, you'd love to see October Giancarlo Stanton that we've become accustomed to. I'll believe it when I see it that Stanton's playing every single day. Mm-hmm. So I think there is still some rotating to be had with that DH role. What I'm more fascinated by, let's say everybody's healthy and they get to that point, you know, Garcia and his role, maybe he slides around and plays some other positions, because Rice has to play more first base. It just has to if the DH spot is occupied.
That was my next question. You know, with Jazz Chisholm having a horrendous year, let's be honest, he put all the pressure on himself 50-50. Love the confidence. Huge disappointment. He put a target on his back. If he continues to struggle come playoff time, is there a world where we have Luis Garcia Jr., who's not a great fielder, play second, Rice plays first, and Jazz is on the bench?
Yeah, so sorry about the background noise.
It's okay. As long as they're not coming to get you, Emmanuel, we're good.
I appreciate it. I apologize for the background noise. Now we're clear. We're good to go. And Jazz, it's really fascinating because as much as he can be that up and down, you don't quite know what you're getting. He hasn't had the best year for his standards or any standards for that matter, and he's admitted as much. Jazz is still, barring the laps here and there defensively, he's a really athletic, smooth, plus defensive second baseman. He just is. And with a Yankee team that's so predicated on pitching,
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences.
And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
To want a lockdown defense in October, look at what George Lombard Jr. has done to stabilize that defense at shortstop 100%. And how great he's looked. So as much as I want to say he needs Garcia's bat in the lineup, we could see some Garcia at second. They could try him out at other positions. I think they will try him out at other positions if they need to. They're going to go with the best defense come October. And I think that's been clear in the Yankees' philosophy over the years, including a couple years ago when Jason Dominguez was up down the stretch and given Alex Verdugo and run for his money. Remember that?
Yeah.
But it was Verdugo who they went with in October because they wanted a defense.
Now, Max Fried, I know they feel like they're out the woods, meaning he's not going to be lost for the season, the minimum IL stint. What's the latest on Max Fried?
Fried talked to us today, and he's pretty optimistic that's going to be the minimum stint. It's not like last time where he had to shut it down for a while. Now it's something they feel like they can manage, pitch through. They caught it early. If they didn't catch it early, it would be a much different scenario. You and I would probably be talking about, are we going to see him again this year? No, we're going to see him again this year. It's just one of those problems where it's hard to break down the minutiae of the way his elbow, you know, reacts when he releases the ball. Mm-hmm. But he has such a delivery. Fried throws 97, 98 miles an hour as a, you know, tall, lanky left-hander who has this vast repertoire, very athletic frame and mechanics. And when he releases, he sort of hyperextends that elbow. And I think what happened here the first time is you get a bone bruise, and now when you rehab that bone bruise, you can't re-aggravate it. Where when you hyperextend, you don't want to re-aggravate that injury. What happened here was a little bit of a re-aggravation. And I think Fried knows that it's not a surgery situation. It's not anything doom and gloom, but he needs to figure out a way, and he's talked about this repeatedly, to make his mechanics more efficient where you don't aggravate it. The problem is you can't do that during the season. You can't reinvent yourself in the middle of a pennant race where you know what your mechanics are and you know what makes Max Fried Max Fried. So it's managing it at this point. I think once they get feel the inflammation is mostly out there, he's thrown off the mound tomorrow. It should be a minimum stint, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Like, you can't have this flaring up again where Freed's no good to go, and you can't have him on the mound in October.
Ryan Weathers has turned his season around. He's been awesome. He's been electric. I know he's throwing his fastball less. I believe it's his two-seamer. That was the one he was giving up a lot of home runs with, and he's throwing it less than, I think, 5% of the time. What do you attribute his turnaround to besides that?
I would say a lot of it's just that. And he has sort of rebalanced his arsenal. Mm-hmm. He's such a fastball pitcher coming up, and he trusts his fastball. Sort of that bulldog where he'll come after you, and he loves that fastball. He can run it up 96, 97. And I think it's taken a lot of humility and maturity, especially as you're trying to make an impression in New York. You hit a bump in the road in the middle of the season to say, no, I'm going to redefine who I am as a pitcher. And he has really dialed back that fastball. He has gone deeper into his off-speed stuff. This guy's got a great changeup when he's working. And by the way, that changeup's a big reason why he's had economical innings and gone deeper into games, because he'll get a ground ball double play when he needs it. And he'll get an inning where he has three ground balls or two ground balls and a fly ball instead of striking out everybody. So he's taking a lot of pride in going deeper into games. I think it comes down to that repertoire shift, but also a mindset with Weathers. This guy wants to get deep into the game, and he has. I mean, even when he struggled this year, he's been one of the more reliable Yankee starters in getting six innings, seven innings every time.
Now, on this station, you know how it goes with Yankee fans. Fire Cashman, fire Boone, blah, 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 blah. It happens. And right. This guy needs to go into bullpen. This guy needs to stay a starter. Carlos Rodon, right? He's back. He gave four innings. He was on a pitch count. If Carlos Rodon is okay, but Ryan Weathers continues on this trajectory, do you see Rodon going to the bullpen in the playoffs or Ryan Weathers going to the bullpen in the playoffs?
Probably Weathers, and it's not because Weathers deserves to. He's got a 0.85 ERA in his last five starts.
Exactly.
He's been tremendous. And in any rotation in baseball, he has earned a spot. So I'm not saying Weathers hasn't done enough, but Rodon has a track record. Rodon is the guy I hate to make it about contracts, but look, you brought Carlos Rodon here to be a frontline pitcher. So if we're talking about not even game two, game three, but game four behind Schlittler, Cole, Fried, Rodon's not even pitching in your first series in all likelihood. Mm-hmm. They were probably looking at it as more of a championship series outlook. I think Rodon ends up making that start. Now, if you talk to me a month from now and Rodon doesn't progress the way they'd like, mm-hmm. and he's allowing six runs and he's getting hit out of the ballpark and weather stays on this trajectory, the Yankees are they've shown you this year with some of the moves they've made, very merit-based. Like, whoever's pitching the best will probably get that start. But for now, I have no reason to believe that Rodon won't look good and sharp by September. If Rodon looks good, they're going to start Rodon. But if something crazy were to happen, yeah, the Yankees will go with the guy who's pitching best.
Yeah, real quick, because we're up against it. Three out with 34 to play. Do you think the Yankees catch the Rays?
I do. What's going to be really fascinating are those matchups with the Rays where Tampa is one win away from claiming the season series. They already have the requisite wins to be, it's like a win in your end scenario.
Yep.
One more win, Rays have the season series. Now, the Yankees could still beat them outright, and the season series doesn't matter. But I'm really fascinated what happens, especially that four-game set in the Bronx where you have a day-night doubleheader. And doubleheaders, you and I know, are really hard to sweep. So the Yankees would have to sweep Tampa to take the season series. And we know last year, the Yankees were down 5 games with 11 games to play against Toronto. They won 8 consecutive games to finish the year. They ended up tying the Blue Jays, but they lost the division. Toronto with a tiebreak. So that tiebreaker could mean a lot. I think the Yankees could still beat them outright, but I am fascinated how those matchups are going to go against the Rays. There's a lot of time left still, even though we're talking only 34 games to play, a lot of time to make up 3 games. Yankees are going to get more whole. Yankees probably have a slightly easier schedule. We know that doesn't always matter, but the Yankees are in really good position right now. I think it's really going to come down to those matchups with the Rays. What do you do against them to make up more ground? And also, do you take the season series?
Now, I'll have you on before the season starts about the Jets, if that's okay. I want to talk some Jets to you, but one last thing from me. There's a controversy about this head-to-bed thing. You hear about this?
Yeah. You know what's funny about all this? Somebody texted me about it earlier today. And they're like, oh, did you steal Ivan Roberts' slogan? And what's funny about it is when I was on with Craig, just to clear the air a bit here, when I was on with Craig, I had heard of head-to-bed from a couple of different areas.
Ah.
And clearly Evan was one of them. But I had heard of it, and the first I ever saw of it was John Boy, who does a great job, covering the Yankees baseball on X, on Twitter, everywhere.
Yep.
And I had seen him say head-to-bed earlier in the season, and I guess that, in my mind's eye, that's where it was. So when I said some people, I said some people are saying this.
Yeah.
John Boy was one, and clearly Evan Roberts was the other, and I really wish I had credited properly. It was more of a spitballing, but clearly I can't trademark this anymore because it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with initially John Boy and then Evan Roberts.
Yeah, because I heard Evan. He was like, hey, hold on a second. He didn't credit anybody. But then it turns out that they did some research and Evan wasn't the first to say it. So screw Evan. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I love that.
You know what? I still should have credited him. Yeah, I know you do, and we all love Evan Roberts. For me, in the moment, I was like, oh, my goodness, did I really hear Evan say head to bed? I really had I tripped up for a moment there, and then I had to look back and say, did I see it somewhere else? And clearly I saw it somewhere else.
Emmanuel, I appreciate it. I know you have to get some sleep. Quick turnaround tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the homestand. And if it's okay, I would love to have you back on before the Jets season starts and talk some football with you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm chomping at the bit for some football, so we'll definitely do that. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Emmanuel. Get some rest. Appreciate you joining.
Thank you, man.
You got it. That's Emmanuel Wabari. Does a great job here on WFAN. Talking Yankee sports.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball. Home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.